Oh, and we're rolling. Heya! Thank you so much for tuning into And We're Rolling's premiere series, Era of Sundering. As a dark fantasy actual play, listener discretion is advised for this miniseries. Content warnings for this episode may include romance, kissing, sexual innuendo, complex and complicated relationships, parental secrets, manipulation, power imbalances, worship, divinity, deicide, fantasy violence, blood, death and killing, death of loved ones, grief, hunger, divine cannibalism, eye imagery, caves and magical darkness, large gatherings, heights, flying, with mentions and descriptions of adoption, minor gore, crampedness and claustrophobia, alcohol, drunkenness, and drug use. In recap to last episode, we meet our hero. Fedrin goes to a party, staying away from their doting parents. They talk to gods and mortals alike and get their kisses in. Now, onto the episode, Chapter 2, The Day the Unbroken Breaks, Part 2. And now you have dark eyes, right? Such dark eyes. These are like staring into a void. They're so dark. Which is such a stark contrast as is to the white of the feathers. And they're just staring at you. On the edge of the trees.
I think I feel them staring at me. But I think my eyes are still trained on the exposed.
Yeah. Your eyes, though it doesn't seem like it at first, it's almost like a second set of eyes seem to open, which is weird because you know the exposed to a certain degree. They're all about looking the way anyone wants, but you, it's like they open a second set of eyes that are watching you specifically, while their main set of eyes are watching the sun and the moons.
So I can tell that they are looking at me.
Oh, absolutely.
I think Fedrin will mouth something to them, and only to them.
Mm-hmm.
And without a single sound leaving their mouth, they say the words, "Meet me in the forest after the announcement. Alone."
They smile at you. They smile at you in that second set of eyes close, as now they're focus returns solely to the sun and the moons. They're speaking at this point. Something about some sort of thing they had planned for a while now, and how if you just look at the sky, you'll see it getting ready to happen, and how they couldn't be able to do this if they weren't in the mortal plane to figure it out. Do you look up at the stars? At the sun, or at the moons specifically?
So I am looking up, but I would like to use a move.
Yeah. What move do you want to do?
I would like to connect with someone.
Okay.
And I would like to connect with Hawari.
Okay.
As I am looking at the stars.
And you're specifically connecting with someone, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, pick a question to answer. What common ground do we share, or what still divides us?
I think what common ground we share is that we're both blessed, and there's no need for secrets. They can come talk to me.
It's really funny that you say there's no need for secrets, because I will answer the other as the what still divides us.
Is the need for secrets?
Hawari is the blessed of the divine of deceit. Secrets is what is part of their practical game. No matter what you will do, Hawari and, by proxy, their divine, will always have secrets, always keep secrets, always use secrets. But Hawari moves to stand beside you. They're very small. So small. Maybe 3 feet? 3.5? It's hard to tell.
Oh my god, I'm taller than someone. This is weird.
You are taller than one other blessed that is also here, which you would be taller than... there's a couple you'd be taller than. How tall are you again?
I'm 5 feet even.
Okay, well, I lied. There's less than I thought that you are taller than, but you are definitely taller than Sadia Sapphire, which is the blessed of the wheel.
And Conval.
And Conval. Conval is very small as well. Sadia is taller than Conval.
I'm taller than my mom.
You're taller than your mom by one inch. Sadia is a Harangon who is 3'11". So there are some blessed that you are taller than. It's not a common thing, but they are there. A good chunk of the blessed are there with their divine. It's just that there's a handful of blessed that are there without their divine that were kind of sent on behalf of their divine. It's kind of hard to tell with Hawari if their blessed is here, because normally the blessed kind of stick with their divine and vice versa. Hawari is just standing beside you, not saying anything.
If you were going to stare, that means there's something you wanted to say.
You wish to impress the exposed?
Friends. What will that answer get me?
It's hard to tell if they're looking at you or looking at the exposed, because their eyes are so black. But they kind of just tilt their head in that way birds tilt their heads when they're, like, interested in something. You kind of hear a little bit of a crack there. Worrying. Weird. Yeah. But it's Hawari. When is Hawari not weird or unsettling? The exposed is very powerful and very hungry.
That's a new word.
The divine are hungry all the time. You're hungry too.
I think I still at that. I've never told anybody of my hunger before, so how Hawari knows that? I don't understand what you mean. Yes, of course I'm hungry. I need to eat.
Hungry like them, but different.
I think now I'm looking at Hawari, not at the stars.
Hawari doesn't seem to be looking directly at you.
What?
They're just looking seemingly at the exposed.
And you're choosing to come to talk to me about this. Why?
You're not just hungry like them. You're hungry for other things. Or at least you will be when you learn more things.
Learn more things like what?
Your mother, father didn't tell you, did they?
I think I look over at Wen.
Wen's chatting, laughing with Finn Reed and Phelim. It seems like Wen's definitely started to get in their cups at this point.
Do all three of them know?
Is that a question
for Hawari?
Perhaps. We all know lots of things. It depends on what you want to know.
I think I'll get the information from them. Not to say I don't trust you or anything, Hawari.
The Under wanted to speak to you without the Unbroken. They have answers for you if you want them.
Can I attempt to get them myself first?
They pause at that, as if thinking? No, listening to something. If you want to, I do not know that they will tell you. The Under would tell you if only you asked them.
Perhaps I can talk to the Under in a moment. Where do you want me to meet you?
In the dark of the woods. In the depth of prominence is where they will wait for you.
I shall meet them when I am done with my dealings.
After you are done with the exposed?
A little blush comes to their cheeks. My dealings.
If this bird could grin at you, they would be. Just so you know.
I think...
They're smug little bird right now.
Fedra just is looking at Hawari like, you sneaky little bird, go back to your master.
It's sort of funny. The blessed of freedom and rebellion telling others what to do. But that makes sense for those who are hungry, like me and you.
What? Fedrin pins that for a later conversation. And is going to go attempt to talk to his parents first.
Yeah. They're definitely tipsy. At this point, like, they've had some of the good stuff. And if you look up at all as you're heading over to them, by the way, you would see the moons and the sun eclipsing. as it kind of temporarily gets a little brighter, even though it just got dark, and they're eclipsing overhead.
I don't think Fedrin looks at the eclipse. Mm-hmm. Fedrin kind of to himself just goes, eclipses make the stars disappear. And I like the stars.
Yeah, it's very dark in this current moment. There's people who are like oohing and aahing at this. Because it's very much of an event the twin divine have to do together. Mm. Like make the conscious choice to have happen.
It's beautiful.
Oh, absolutely. It is stunning. It does get darker. And when it gets darker again, you can tell someone's watching you. And maybe not Hawari, but someone.
Someone divine.
But you head over to your parents and your uncle, who is very clearly an almost parent at some point. And they're all chatting. You can't really tell what. The something.
I don't do what I did last time where I just wait. I think I walk up and I go, can I ask you a question?
Who are you directing that at? Or is it just at the trio?
No, I am staring at Wen.
Wen kind of looks up from having their arm around your mother's shoulders, kind of like you, the whole like trademark of like leaning on the shorter person, kind of a silliness.
Sure,
what's up, kiddo?
Blessed to blessed,
right?
Is there something that I don't know that you've been meaning to share with me?
No. You've seen pretty much everything, kid.
About
you've been
myself.
Around us this whole time. They kind of pause when you say that, and I'd like you to feel someone or something out.
Okay.
If you wouldn't mind. So I think that's a good, good thing for right here.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect. What feels welcoming on the surface is that it's Wen. This is my mother, mm-hmm. father. This is somebody that I know, that I trust, and that I love.
Yeah. And answering the other question of what feels darker and unnerving when I peer deeper, they are keeping a secret from you. And it is one that clearly weighs heavy on their heart that they have kept for a very, very long time. And it is a secret that would potentially be probably earth-shattering of some kind.
I think my jaw tightens as I look at them. And I utter the words, "You're free to speak at any moment."
You hear in your ear when you say that. If you wish answers, you need only ask. But you see your mother, father, in contrast to that divine whisper. Kid, Fedrin, I don't think this is the place for that kind of a thing. You can see I'm already in my drinker. Why don't you wait till after the party, when we get home, after everyone's chilled out, and we can talk tomorrow, okay? We can talk.
Secrets are always better kept in the dark. I think I walk away.
Yeah. I don't think any of your adoptive relatives follow. They're kind of probably more stunned. Obviously not thinking clearly because of the alcohol. Do you cast a look at where the exposed was at all as you leave?
Yes.
They are no longer draped over their fainting couch.
Which means they're waiting for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go find them.
Yeah, they're exactly where you were wanting them to wait. They are 8 feet tall. My southern accent came out there. They are 8 feet tall. They are stunning. They are radiant. They're everything you could ever wish for. As they wait for you. They are dressed in... A tunic would be a generous word. Even a toga would be a generous word for what they're wearing. You know those, like, really dramatic old damsel in distress outfits where it's just, like, just barely around the neck with a decorative, like, necklace and then, like,
I murdered
loosely
my husband
around
Rhodes.
The chest? Not even I murdered my husband, Rhodes. It's like, it's a practically just a piece of cloth that's like bunched around using jewelry to cover bits that would be inappropriate to have at a party.
Yes.
So it's like there's a gold thick necklace draped around their neck and the fabric is connected there. It's completely backless. As it's wrapped kind of around their chest, it's held with a gold belt and wrapped so that way it covers everything that it covers.
Everything that it needs to?
Everything it needs to. Like, you won't necessarily have any flashes, but it doesn't leave much to the imagination either. This is very clearly an outfit that's meant to make you look in every way.
I think they'll be surprised that I'm not looking at their body, I'm looking at their face.
I think there is a twinge of surprise, but it's immediately clamped down as they give you that oh-so-familiar smile. And reach to take your hands in theirs.
You know, you don't have to do the whole I see what I like thing with me.
But where's the fun in that? You like what you see.
But where's the freedom in being what I want to see?
If you let them, one of their hands goes to cup your cheek.
I don't think I move away. I think at this point, I'm confused, I'm pissed off, and I'm rebelling. Like, actively doing what my divine's domain is.
Their hand is softer than silk as it cups your cheek, and with a big thumb... rubs along it as well and tilts your head so you're properly looking at them. Dear heart, what is the matter?
Apparently
I haven't seen you like this since that day.
Apparently there's secrets about me that I don't know, that apparently everybody else does. I didn't.
Darling, we are immortal. We are made of secrets. You get used to such things.
Not when it's my parents that kept it from me.
Parents always keep secrets from their children. 'Tis the way of the mortal world, I've noticed. And they kind of pull you closer if you let them.
Yeah, I think at this point, like, I am free. Like, my feelings aren't bottling me down to the point where I'm, like, trying to ignore them or trying to get away from them. Like, I'm in this moment.
Yeah. They kind of cup the small of your back and kind of pull you against them in this moment, still cupping your cheek. You needn't worry of such things at a party like this. You're meant to have fun, not worry over secrets.
How can I have fun when the most interesting person is constantly crowded by everybody else?
Their smile widens when you say that. You simply have the freedom to pull them away for yourself.
That I do.
I'm not crowded now, am I? Other than by you.
Arguably, you're the one doing the crowding, darling.
Their smile becomes playful when Fedrin says that. Well, if you're feeling crowded, then I'll have to... No.
It's just hard seeing everybody fawning over you.
It's hard not to be fawned over if you look like me.
I don't know what other people see when they look at you, sir.
They see many things, my dear. Whatever they wish to. Whatever fills their heart.
I'm going to get cheeky with my response. And I think Fedrin looks at them and cups their cheek.
Can Fedrin reach their cheek? I think is a good question.
Well, they're kind of like cranes. Craned over me.
Yeah.
So, like, I think they've closed the distance a little bit. Or attempts to cup their cheek if they're, like, just out of reach.
If they can tell what you're trying to do, they will absolutely, like, lean closer so you can do so. They're very clearly reveling in this attention currently.
You are part of my deepest thoughts. I know you know that. You feel it when it happens. But I don't have... Let's just say my stars are always watching you.
There's almost a faraway look in their eyes when you say that. But it's very quickly shut down as they lean in so close that you can feel that if they were breathing, you would feel their breath on you. Such a wordsmith.
I sometimes wish I was born a divine, so that I can be on equal playing field as you.
All are equal when they give in to their greatest pleasure. And if you let them, they'll kiss you.
Yeah, Fedrin will let them kiss them.
Yeah, they kind of just, it's like wrapped. Being like that, they have wrapped you in their embrace as they kiss you.
Yeah.
And it's slow, it's deep, and it's held there until they can tell that you most definitely need to breathe.
I would like... I would like to feel someone or something out.
Yeah, go ahead. What question would you like to answer?
I would like to answer what feels... First, what I want clarity on.
Mm-hmm.
Am I getting the feeling that I am being played into the exposed domain, or if this is truly like the exposed might feel some type of way, but doesn't obviously doesn't feel human emotions.
Right.
Like, is this the equivalent of them feeling human emotions as much as they can, or am I playing into their domain as what is going on?
Okay.
And I think the question I want to answer is what feels welcoming on the surface.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, I've been through this before. Like, I know, like, the exposed is not the exposed to me.
Right.
I think Fedrin has placed the exposed under a different name.
Mm-hmm. What name have you given them?
The Beloved.
Oh, that hit me.
I think that is...
Ugh.
That is a name only Fedrin refers to them as, I think.
Okay. So I'll answer what feels dark or unnerving when I peer deeper. So I think the answer to your question is kind of twofold.
Yeah.
Because the exposed cannot feel human emotion, but is the divine that governs over mortal pleasures, they definitely feel almost like a simulation of human emotion in this moment. Of mortal feelings.
Yeah.
That they do genuine as a divine could feel happiness and enjoyment and comfort in this. But I do think there is that undeniable fact, that undeniable, it's a pit in your stomach as you have this moment of tender closeness, that no matter what you do, whether it be pursuing emotional, sexual, platonic, what have you, desires for this design, this divine, you will be playing into their domain, no matter what. There will always be that underlying just line, really.
Yeah.
Of, it does not matter how close you get to them. They are still an immortal. They are still the divine of mortal pleasures, of emotion. It doesn't matter how they feel. There will always be that underlying, this is my domain that you are falling under.
Okay. I think with those answers, Fedrin smiles and looks them over with their glowing starfire obsidian orbs.
Oh god, the orbs. Sorry, I was a fanfic girly.
I was too. I was a Tumblr RP kid.
Yeah, I was too.
And smiles and says, well, then when you're with me, you'll always be fed. And always be beloved.
The expose very carefully reaches down and adjusts your hair. They're still just not even inches, centimeters from your lips as this happens. And it's almost like they do get shorter, in this specific moment, very, very slightly.
They got shorter for me.
They got shorter for you. Very slightly shorter, but shorter.
It still counts.
A couple inches.
It still counts. Every inch counts.
That's what she said.
Fedrin will make a mental note of it, but not bring it up.
Yeah.
Like, these are... Fedrin feels confident because the exposed... Sorry, the beloved is doing things that they would never do for another, for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think as they are this close, and as Fedrin is so close to divinity, that knot turns into a growl of hunger. Mm-hmm. And it's audible.
The exposed lets out a laugh that sounds like bells jingling in a summer breeze. Let's get you back to the party, shall we? You mortals and your need to eat.
As much as I would love to, I have another person I have to meet.
They kind of feign, like, not quite offense, but, like, you know the whole dramatic, like, you're seeing someone other than me, kind of a joke, kind of if a divine could joke, if that makes sense. It's playful.
I think Fedrin just looks at them and goes, are you threatened, darling?
No one could ever make you feel the way for them as I make you feel for me. And they kind of kiss you on the tip of the nose before sashaying. They don't walk. They sashay back to the party.
Under Fedrin's breath, he just goes
back to normal size.
He just goes, fucking show off.
It's like full out swaying hips. I would like to know, just so you have this knowledge, the cloth does not cover their hind end. It's just the front bits.
Look, Fedrin's shirt is see-through at this moment because it was a white shirt.
Right.
So their top surgery scars are on display.
Mm-hmm.
And their toned body underneath it are on display. And their hair has come out of the slick back ponytail it was in. Mm-hmm. And a couple curls have come to, like, make a very sparse bang on Zir's forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Zir heads into the darkness of prominence to find information.
Yeah, absolutely. You having fun?
I'm having so much fun.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you're having
fun. I'm making a divine that can't fall in love with me.
Or at least a simulation of it.
Yeah, something.
Fedrin. You walk into the deeper section of the woods surrounding the clearing that the party is happening within. It's kind of weird, because even after the eclipse begins to fade, they never do last long. These woods are a lot darker than you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And not only are they a lot darker, they feel a lot more cramped even.
Hmm.
More claustrophobic. Would you like to do anything in this moment?
I would like to take out one of my sickles and light it on fire with starfire.
Absolutely.
To give myself some light.
Yeah. It's almost like breathing. It's so easy to do this. You light your sickle. But I hate to say it, there's just not much of an improvement there. This is not normal darkness. It is divine darkness, and there is only one divine, as you know, would have this kind of darkness.
Well, I'm here. You wanted to talk?
So many secrets that surround you all the time. You want answers to your secrets, do you not?
It'd be nice.
So many who deceive you, even the ones that say they love you, always have secrets from you. Why do they not trust you with those secrets, you may be asking? Maybe I could answer your questions if you ask the right ones. And if you turn to face where the sound is coming from, in almost darker than the darkness around you, stands a tall figure, thin as a tree, covered in black fabric, a hat wide-brimmed with a thin sheer veil draped to the ground. The thing that sticks out the most about this figure is the stark white featureless mask that is over where a face would be. And besides them, standing so quietly, is Hawari. Hawari has their mouth shut, and you cannot see a mouth that words are coming out of as this thing speaks. Can you ask the right questions if you would like answers?
What is this hunger that I feel?
You hunger like everyone, both mortal and immortal. It just is different for what you hunger for.
And what is that?
Little crystal.
What?
Little crystal. That is what you are. A little rough crystal who has not been tumbled by the truth. All broken shards and sharp edges until you are tumbled in the truth and find a way.
Is there a reason why Wen wouldn't tell me?
Wen is like you. Similar situations, but not the same consequence as what you had to face. They do not wish to hurt you, for you are their child, and they love you more than you love the exposed.
Who are my parents?
Not the ones who took you in, little crystal.
What do I say? If I'm like Wen, that means one of my parents is a god or a divine.
Look at you answering the correct questions.
Which divine?
One we have not seen in a long time?
The stars.
And the crystals.
I'm the child of the crystalline.
And a mortal.
Just any mortal?
A very special mortal.
Is there a reason I was chosen as the blessed for the Unbroken? Does this have to do with it?
That is not the correct question for this answer.
Why do they fear telling me?
Why does who fear telling you?
My parents, the Unbroken, everyone.
If they told you, you'd be more fit for the conflict.
The conflict.
But the conflict already has a chosen animal Magdum. So you would not have your way to solve your questions if the Unbroken had not chosen you. But then again, maybe the Unbroken should not have chosen you, so your answers would never come.
Why was I meant to be chosen and become a blessed?
You are a special creation, Fedrin, to bring so many foretold things. I will help you to answer your questions, as long as you keep asking the correct ones.
How do I feed the hunger?
You must bring the Unbroken to the southernmost, deepest cave. Then you will find your answers in how to sate your hunger that growls at divinity. And I will be a gracious divine and answer another question. You asked who your parents are. Who did they belong to? Your parents are a special couple, or at least they were. The crystals within the mountains fell in love with the surface of the ground.
My mother was a blessed.
Your mother, the blessed of your uncle, little crystal. Your mother, the beloved of your uncle, did not love the mountains.
I have to take the Unbroken to the southernmost cave.
Then you will have your questions, the correct ones, answered. And I will help you find answers.
Is that what the Unbroken is expecting me to choose as our adventure?
You have the freedom to choose the adventure if you would like.
Did I ask all the right questions?
That is not the correct question to ask in this moment, but it is a right. If you need directions, Hawari will return to lead you to the cave.
It'd be much appreciated.
There you will find all your answers to your questions, both correct and not. But be careful when you ask them, because words said aloud cannot be taken back.
Of course.
Your Unbroken is looking for you.
Then I should go find her.
They are worried about you. But I have answered some of your questions when you asked the correct ones.
And I thank you.
Enjoy the evening, little Crystal. And when you blink next, you are on the edge of the woods. And the Under and Hawari are gone.
I think I take a deep breath, clear everything, and then back to how I was before walking into the woods.
Yeah.
And go to find the Unbroken.
The Unbroken at this point is kind of flitting about the party. Again, if they could feel worry, it is clearly on their porcelain face. And do you think you spot them first or they spot you first?
I think I spot them first.
Yeah, they're kind of like shuffling about the party. One of the weird things is they are the only divine that seems to be intermingling with the regular mortals, not even the blessed. But their people are making, like, giving a birth to the Unbroken. But it's still, like, it's still odd.
Yeah. I think for a second my eyes flit between the Unbroken and the Exposed.
The Exposed has gone back to being draped across the couch and having people just worship them, essentially. Do it, like, give them whichever thing they wish, yeah. Do whatever they wish, say whatever they wish.
I know there's eyes on me, though.
Always.
There's always eyes on me. I'll shoot a wink in the Exposed direction. And I'll go
that second set of eyes open and wink back. Only to close once more after.
And then I go straight to the Unbroken. Darling, darling, I'm here. You found me. I just went for a little walk.
It's kind of like before they had little, like, drips of golden light rolling down the porcelain cheeks only to evaporate before it reaches the chin. They are currently still 15 feet tall. They are still massive. And they look so worried, and they just kind of, when they see, like, when you speak to them and spot them, and they spot you, they very quickly pick you up and hold you against them. And you can feel that if a divine could tremble, they would be.
Hey, it's okay. I'm here. I'm alive. I'm well.
I couldn't feel you. I couldn't feel you anywhere.
I'm here.
Where did you go?
Just had a private conversation with a friend.
Give me a little warning next time, please.
I didn't know that they were going to do that. When I was asked for...
Can you stay
for
by my side?
Yeah, of course. That's what I'm here for, right?
Well, yes and no, but...
I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. And I think I have an idea for our adventure.
That causes the Unbroken to perk up. Because you knew it would. An adventure? You picked?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the Southernmost Cave?
It sounds familiar, but I can't put my finger on why it sounds familiar.
Could we go there?
Yeah. Is there something in the cave? Like, what? What's the adventure for the cave?
I don't know what's there. Maybe it's just an adventure of discovery.
What if no one's ever been in the cave before? And it's just a mystery cave.
And it's free for us to explore first.
Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. This is gonna be so fun. If we're gonna go on an adventure. When do you want to leave? We could leave now.
We're not needed at the party anymore.
It will take us a while to get there. It's pretty far away, even for me. At least if I'm bringing you with me anyways. Be like a blink cop, skipping a jump on away if I went up to the above, but I can't exactly bring you there. You would burn up into a little crisp. Just all that sheer, pure divinity.
I think at the word divinity, like, there's a silent grumble in my stomach.
Mm-hmm. Did you eat tonight at all?
Yes, I ate. I ate and I had drinks. Not drinks, but I drank.
Okay.
Can I just
say... Did you want some more before we leave?
No, I'm okay. Could I say goodbye to someone before we leave?
Can I come with you?
Sure. You're free to do so.
Yeah, just so you know, that was less of a question and more of a, I'm coming with you whether you say yes or not, because you cannot tell me otherwise.
Yeah.
It was a demand question.
Oh, he was saying you're free to do so to, like, feed her a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. The cheeks round a little, shine a little even. And yeah, they follow with you.
I'm going to go over to the exposed.
Okay.
I'm going to, while they're on the fainting couch, kiss them on the cheek and say, I'll be back in a little while. Don't you fret. And then we'll look at the unbroken and be like, we can go now.
If a divine could feel jealousy, that is what your divine would feel in this moment. But they pick you up. They put you on their back. They offer the exposed a little wave. And the exposed, who simply smiles at you and looks at you through the set of eyes that are only for you. The unbroken leaves. Time passes. The unbroken make sure that you have things to eat if you ask them to stop to eat. But divine don't eat like mortals do. So they do not think to stop to eat. If you are not eating or using the metaphorical restroom or doing whatever, the unbroken is flying. And even for someone as quick as the unbroken, it feels like it's taking forever to get to this cave. You don't know if maybe they're just lost, maybe they're taking the scenic route as they're wont to do. You're not sure, but it is taking so long for someone so quick. What do you do in this week of travel?
I think so. It starts out like as we first left, I quickly, like, I felt the pang of what would be jealousy, right? Like, I could see that happened.
Absolutely. So, a little clarification on how, like, the whole blessed stuff works. Have you ever heard of a life bonded?
Yes.
It's a toin. It's a toin. Words are fun. So silly. It is a word coined primarily, at least the definition I'm personally using, by a writer called Mercedes Lackey. In it, it's like soulmates, but you are emotionally bonded with that person.
Okay, cool. So an empathetic pairing.
Very much so.
Cool.
It's where the longer you are together, the longer you spend your life with the unbroken, the more you can feel it widening. And it's the same that your mortal emotions affect the Unbroken's immortal ones in the same way their immortal ones affect your mortal ones. The closer and longer you spend time together.
Yeah.
It's so, essentially like a soul bond as well.
Okay, cool. So as we are flying, like the first like part of it, like when, right after we leave, I think Fedrin starts by being like, you know, you have a different place than they do. You don't have to be jealous of them.
It's just that you need to keep in mind that you are mine.
I am your blessed. First and foremost. Yes.
You are mine.
Yes.
And you're not theirs in that way.
You're
mine.
So Fedrin smiles and goes, I'm not theirs. They're mine.
Okay. But you are mine.
I am yours.
They cannot have you.
They will not have me. In the way that you do.
You are mine.
That doesn't sound very free.
It's as if you slap them when you say that. Again, it's so hard. It's always just an approximation of emotion that you have to assume at. But it is like you have hurt them emotionally when you say that.
I love and adore you.
Quiet.
With every fiber of my being. You know that, right?
Yes.
I wouldn't be your blessed if I didn't. I wouldn't do the things that I do if I didn't. I am yours. I am your blessed. I am the blessed of the Unbroken, not the blessed of the Exposed.
You wouldn't even be able to be the blessed of the Exposed anyways, because they have Animatus, and they've had Animatus for ages.
And I wouldn't want to be their blessed.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because you'd be theirs if you were their blessed.
I can be somebody's like without being mine. Their blessed. The love I feel for them is different than the love I feel for you.
And what if I want their love? That you have for them. Would you give it to me? If I asked?
I don't know if I could. Not in a rude way. Like, if I was able to, yes.
If I asked you to?
But I love you in such a different way that I don't think I could ever get to that kind of love.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking if I were to ask you to give it to me, would you give it to me?
No.
Okay. And they're quiet for a very long time after that. It takes at least half the week before they speak properly again. Other than just making sure that you are staying comfortable on there.
I don't even think they speak to me first. I think I've been mulling over it also. Darling, your domain is freedom and rebellion, correct?
Yes.
And you are upset with me because I told you I would not give you the love that I feel for the Exposed if you asked. correct?
Yes.
Do you want that love from me?
I want to know that if I were to ask for it, you would give it of your own free will.
It would pain me to not be able to give you something you want. But I love you in every single other way.
Except for that one.
Except for that one. I can't change that. It's how I feel. But you are everything.
And you are mine.
Yes.
Of your own free will.
Yes. I wouldn't be your blessed if I didn't agree, correct?
Yes.
I'm not their blessed. I'm your blessed.
You are mine.
Yes.
Of your own free will.
Yes.
Because you want it to be.
Yes.
Okay.
But I continue to hold that free will.
Yes. It is why I chose you.
Yes. And even if it hurts, I will continue to take that free will.
Yes. Good. Okay.
You have nothing to fear. They can't take me in that aspect. They can take me in other aspects, but not in that aspect.
If a divine could blush when you say that, they would be blushing.
Darling, it's okay. They're hot.
Yes.
That's exactly what they want you to see.
What do you see when you see them?
I see. Okay, do you want the physical description or do you want my analysis of what I see?
Yes.
I tell them the physical description.
Mm-hmm.
And I look up at, because it's probably nighttime when this conversation's happening. And the stars are out where we are.
Mm-hmm.
I look up and I say, when I look at them, I see all the freedom of love. The beauty of it. I also see a being that wants to be seen for more than just what they offer to other people. I see that with you also. You are more than just what you offer of freedom and rebellion. You are an individual. You are divine. You are power. You are beauty. You are anything you want to be. Just as they are. I see them as a beloved. I see them as someone I enjoy being around, just as I enjoy being around you. Well, in a different sense. But they are more than just what they look like to me. They're as if the stars have been on the planet the entire time.
They're quiet when you bring up the stars. They always are. It's something you're used to by now, but the reason is different now. At least your knowledge of the reason is different now.
Darling, Why are you as quiet when I bring up the stars?
I miss them.
I know. Can you tell me about them?
They're a lot like you. Or at least, they were when I last saw them.
Did they ever fall in love or have meaningful tithes the way that I do with the exposed? With anybody?
They did. But even as the divine of freedom, I would not have advised them to pursue this love if I knew what would have happened to them.
What did happen?
Everyone is free to pursue happiness in these moments, free to pursue their emotions, but that does not make them free from consequences. Even I'm not free of consequence.
What were the consequences? I mean, I know of the crystalline, but I don't know much. Not like all the other divine that I've met.
They were very nice. Again, they were very so much like you. They always had a nice thing to say about everyone, always saw the light in the dark. But they just couldn't look away from the one they shouldn't have looked at. We don't look down on those who fall for mortals. We don't. It's almost natural when you share emotions with mortals, like how we do. But was not their mortal to share emotions with. But they did. They were happy for a time, too, when it was reciprocated. It's very slow, very gentle. And then hard and fast when they were found by the one the mortal belonged to. I don't know what happened next. I just know that I don't know where they are anymore. The stars are still here, but
they aren't.
That's how it would be regardless. But they move just as how they did before.
Darling.
Yes?
Do you react the way that you do when I say the exposed because of how I feel?
Maybe. But I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't.
I know.
I wouldn't hurt you.
I know.
I'd keep you safe. I wouldn't act bad.
I know.
Because you have freedom.
That maybe. I do.
I'd be sad, but if I can feel sadness. But I wouldn't stop you if it was what you truly wanted.
You know I'd never walk away from you, even if they did magically fall in love with me. Right. You know that.
They're very strong.
That they are. But as am I.
Different strong.
Oh, then it's good that I have freedom on my side.
If they didn't want you to, you wouldn't.
I don't think they'd do that to me.
They are divine. They would do what they wish, when they wish.
I think this conversation is causing the growling in my stomach to grow. To be more audible.
I think if that's the case, the Unbroken would land and wait for you to get food. Because that is how they process it.
Darling, it's okay.
Or it's how they are choosing to process it. Would you like to do anything?
Can I? I want to look around and see if Hawari is anywhere as we land.
Yeah. How are you just looking around just in general?
Yeah, I just... I don't think...
I know Haley said this in, like, Unprepared Casters, and it's like, I want to make you roll a perception check.
But you just know.
So, I just know, like, it's just like, it's gnawing at me, at my soul, about wanting to make you roll a perception check, and I'm just like, that's not how this game works.
Yeah.
That's not how this game works. I can just tell you things. Yeah. I think each time you have landed, it's only when you look out the corner of your eye. Even if you turn to look, they're not there. But if you look out the corner of your eye, you can see Hawari.
So I know we're going in the right direction.
Yes. It's almost subtle because they'll give you cues each time they land, let you guys land, because they can tell when you have seen them back, essentially.
Yeah.
And they will give you little, like, signs or motions or, like, hand signs and such in directions. And that, like, that's able to help you guys, like, go find this cave.
Yeah, and I think as we take off, I think, so that it's not me really telling the Unbroken where to go, it's like, oh, why don't we try this direction? You know,
yeah.
we went this way for quite a while, and, you know, it's a journey of discovery.
It's very important that you do it like that, because otherwise they would not do as you say.
Yeah.
And it probably takes longer than it should have, just because of the nature of your divine.
Yeah.
But eventually you do come to the cave. It's about a week and a half into your journey. It's kind of hard to tell by this point because you're flying so constantly. But it's a cave that is perfectly circular, built into the cliffside of the coast of what present day we would know is the very tail end of Dulzine. But we're not in the present day, are we?
No.
It is shadowed in the same way the forest was. And you can't tell how deep of a cave it is. But you can tell that this is the cave that you were told to come to.
I, standing at the mouth of the cave, offer my hand to the Unbroken. Ready to explore a bit, Donna?
They're quiet. Would they not?
And I'll walk in.
Yeah, they move very slowly as they... They do have to fly you into it because it is built into, like, a straight drop cliffside, mm-hmm. essentially. So they, like, you guys get there, you can see, look down and see that it's the entrance of the cave.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have to fly you down to the entrance just so you can get in there.
Yeah.
But they walk with you. I really don't know, but there's just something about this place that I can't put my finger on.
It's interesting. How did it get here?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the Dwell about the way land is set up, but... there's something about this place that it's familiar. If I had a tongue, it'd be on the tip of it. Where did you hear about this place again?
On the whispers. I've heard it from a couple people at the party.
Little Crystal, you sure took your time. What? Fedrin? 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 Where did you go? Fedrin?
I'm right here, darling.
Little Crystal, it is time for your questions and answers.
What do I need to do?
I will help you unmask the Unbroken, but if you wish to be able to hunt down your answers, you will have to take what you wish.
I'm so...
You hear...
Hungry.
You hear the Unbroken scream. The scream is unlike any you have ever heard before. It quite literally rocks you to your very soul and reverberates in it as if echoing in the depths of this cave. And they scream your name while it happens.
Cold tears just like theirs fall down my face.
You hear their form hit the floor. Almost before it does. They're not gone quite yet, but they are begging for you. Fedrin? Fedrin, what's happening? Fedrin, help! Help! Help!
I'm right here, darling.
Little Crystal, the time is now.
My darling Unbroken, I have a question for you.
Fedrin, where are you?
What is your name?
Why can't I see you? What?
What is your name?
No, 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 you can't do this to me. You can't do this to me. Fedrin, please. You can't do this to me, please. I thought you said you would be here for me. You promised. Why are you doing this, Fedrin? Why are you doing this? Why are you letting them do this, Fedrin? Please.
Where there is hunger, there is no freedom. What is your name?
I won't tell you. You can't make me tell you. I won't say it. You can't make me.
Even if I give you the love I have for the exposed.
You would give it to me?
I would give you everything for this one correct answer.
You promise? You promise you'd give it to me?
I promise, darling. Have I ever broken a promise to you?
Swear it on the oath. Swear.
Swear it on the oath.
You promise you'll give it to me if I tell you?
I promise I'll give it to you, darling. But you have to answer the question.
Libertas. My true name is Libertas. Give it to me. You promised. You promised. Don't. Please. Fedrin, please.
Such a beautiful name. Such.
I think it's
divinity.
I think it's time to roll a move. Would you like to roll to kill a god, Fedrin?
I would like to roll to kill a god.
Roll it.
As I sit there in... As I sit there in the darkness, a wretched smile, fanged like a dragon's, sits on my face as starlight goes onto both of my sickles, and one strike after the other, they dig into my divine, and with a 7, I hit.
On a hit, they see something vital from you as well. Name what vital part of yourself that you lose as you kill your divine, your the unbroken, your Libertas.
They seize my ability to escape the hunger.
Oh. Well done, little crystal. Eat until you are full for now, and then I will answer your questions as you eat them. It's all right with you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, as they are talking to me, I am physically devouring my divine. not just eating their divinity. I am devouring their body.
What does divinity taste like to Fetra?
It tastes specifically this one. Tastes like the first time a child ever tastes sugar. It's exhilarating.
Yeah. See, I would like to state that I feel like, have you ever seen that one video that went around that's supposed to show the, like, the way drugs can affect your body mm-hmm. and your need for it, and how, like, you get that really, really amazing high, yep. and then you're always, yeah, that's how I picture this.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically.
It's almost like, I don't know if you've ever seen it, Tokyo Ghoul, the first time Kaneki mm-hmm. actually, like, feeds the ghoul.
Feasts, yeah. Like, I do remember that.
Like, that laughing, that maniacal, like, mode that he enters. That's what Fedrin is in now.
Yeah. And if it's all right with you, I think that's where we're going to end this first session.
It is completely all right with me.
Thank you so much for tuning into Era of Sundering. If you enjoyed the show, please like, share, comment, subscribe, and join us every Monday for the live premiere. If you're feeling particularly kind, rate us 5 stars and leave a review. Find us on Twitter, I'm not calling it X, YouTube, Twitch, and spaces of some variation of Envy Rolling. Or, you know, just check our description. Today you have heard me, Puck. I am the GM for And We're Rolling. You can find me all over the web spaces at The Puckening or Puckening. As well as today, you have heard my wonderful god killer, Derek.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Derek, the voice and person behind Fedrin in Era of Sundering. You can find me all over on the interwebs at Derek Does RP. That's DerrykDoesRP. Or under the guise of Queers and Spears. Social medias. That's my own AP that I run. If you're talking to those accounts, it's probably me. Thank you for listening to this episode, and we will see you next week.
Bye!